That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. And a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He said, I guess I must have
fallen out of bed last night.
And the things you put on the horse's feet are called the
shoes. Horseshoes.
What do you call a game you play with those?
Horseshoes. Pitching horseshoes.
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
Yeah.
What was it called then?
Nah, I don't know.
And the parts of the horse's feet you put the shoes on are the
hoofs.
And before you put the shoe on, you trim his, trim each
foot to, so the shoe will fit it?
Or
hoof.
Okay.
You trim the hoof.
And the male sheep is called the
lamb.
Okay, what about the female?
No, I don't know.
And what do people raise sheep for?
Wool, some reason. Eat.
Okay. The animals you get pork from are called?
Hogs.
When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
What about when they're about half grown?
No, I don't know.
And the female's called a?
Sow.
What if she's never had pigs? Any special name?
I don't know.
And the male?
The male's called a bull.
Is that word all right to use?
Yeah, I know. It has to be. It's been used for years.
What if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boy? What would you say you're going to do to him?
Actually, castrated.
Okay. Any other terms for castrate?
Spade.
Okay. And then what would it be called?
I don't know.
And a hog that's grown up wild out in the woods, we call a
wild hog.
And what you, the stiff hair the hog has on its back?
I don't know.
What about in a hairbrush?
Bristle.
Huh?
Bristle.
Okay. And the big teeth a hog has?
I don't know.
What about with an elephant?
Snout.
And the thing you put the food in for the hog?
Put in the trough.
Okay. And if you had three or four of those, you say you had three or four
troughs.
And you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. You say you had to go feed the
A lot of them say the cattle.
Okay. You use cattle to include just all the
mm-hmm.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese?
You'd feed the fowl.
Okay. And if it's time to feed the cattle and do your work, you say it's
daytime.
Huh?
Daytime?
Well, do you ever hear that called fodder time or chore time or feeding time?
No, well, it's chore time.
Okay. What do you think of chore time is?
Chore time.
Uh-huh.
It's time for you to do work with things that are necessary for you to do.
Not necessarily connected with the farm?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Uh-huh.
It's whatever's necessary that you do that particular day or that particular time.
Uh-huh. The noise that a calf makes when
it's being
weaned. You said a calf began to
move.
Okay. What does a cow do?
Move.
Huh?
Move.
And a horse?
Mm-hmm.
And do you ever hear anybody call cows to get them out of the pasture?
Well, some pets, yeah. You see, just like any dog, anything else, a lot of, you know, you name a cow and after you call it, the name so long, they got to recognize, you know, that you, they don't know what you're saying, but they know you're speaking to them.
Uh-huh.